You know, somehow it's hard to imagine Chef Thomas Keller heating up veggie burgers or tossing together a quick Friday night supper for the kids. Now, in case you missed the memo, Keller holds culinary deity status. Keller's French Laundry restaurant and the seven others that he runs are based on his belief that perfection is the only option. However, Thomas has turned to a kinder, gentler approach to cooking. He's talking to us, we home cooks, in his new book, Ad Hoc at Home, Family Style Recipes. Thomas, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
In the beginning of the book, you have a whole section about becoming a better cook. And I'd love to talk about one or two things that caught my eye, things that started me thinking. You talk about learning to salt properly.
Well, you know, we think about salt, and it's really one of the two seasoning agents that we have, acid being the other. And salt, not pepper, because we always think of salt and pepper
right,
together.
Right, exactly. But
pepper actually adds flavor or changes flavor. Salt enhances flavor. We talk about, well, that dish was bland. It was bland because it wasn't seasoned properly and seasoned with salt. So it's a very interesting ingredient to be able to get comfortable with. So certainly seasoning your food properly and not by, you know, seasoning a piece of meat with salt when you're really close to it, but actually holding your hand up rather high and having the salt in between your fingers and kind of letting it fall so that as it falls through the air, it's dispersed out evenly over the piece of meat or the vegetables or whatever you're using. Because sometimes we tend to salt really, really close to our products.
That's right.
And therefore, concentrating that salt in a specific area, not getting a uniform seasoning across the surface of it.
Do you believe in salting in the early stages of cooking or, let's say, salting before you cook as opposed to salting toward the end of cooking?
I like to do both. You know, if we talk about a steak, for example, I love to salt before any protein. Really, we're salting before, and then of course at the end, before we serve it or before we eat it, we're going to add a little finishing salt. And you know, today we know those finishing salts as, you know, Sel-Gris or Maldon salt or any of the specialty salts that are available out there, because I love what that does to the protein, the enhancement of the flavor, of course, but also the texture of the salt I find very intriguing.
Yeah, the crunch of a larger grain of salt.
Yeah, it explodes in your mouth and you go, wow, that's an extraordinary feeling and sensation to have.
The idea, too, about when it's sauté, of salting that sauté before adding other ingredients. You know, so many recipes begin with sauté the onion, carrot, and celery, and
right.
Salting that first, that foundation, before you build all the other flavors in.
Exactly. So the spinach, for example, is something you have to salt while it's still fresh before it starts to wilt, because once it wilts, it compresses. And if you're trying to season it then, you're more or less getting salt in a very specific location rather than an even dispersion of salt over the leaves.
Interesting.
So there are all those different kinds of things that you learn as you become a better cook.
Well, let's talk about seasoning with acid, with
Certainly.
Vinegar or with other acids. How do you use that?
Well, you know, we're all used to making vinaigrettes for our salads. And, you know, what brings us back, you know, why we enjoy that salad so much is because of that acid. It really tantalizes the palate. You know, it's a craving. It makes you salivate. You want to eat more of that the oil and vinegar that you've put on that salad. Even oils, really good olive oils, you know, have a small amount of acid in them. So, it keeps you coming back. When we talk about seasoning with vinegar and seasoning to a level where you really can't taste it. And it's the same thing with salt. You know, finishing salt we put on because we want to taste or feel the salt. Otherwise, we're seasoning our food to enhance the flavor, not to necessarily taste the seasoning ingredient. And the same thing holds true for vinegars. And we'll use vinegars in conjunction or sometimes to replace salt in liquids. So whether it's a sauce, could be a soup, things like that, where it's going to help enhance the flavor of the dish rather than adding flavor to the dish. So there's a big difference there between adding and enhancing.
Right.
Sometimes we want to make a vinegar sauce and we'll use vinegar as a base for the sauce and we want to be able to taste that vinegar. Other times we'll just add a couple drops of vinegar at the finish to, again, do the same thing that salt does and bring up that flavor or enhance that flavor.
Sort of brightens it, doesn't it?
It does. It's extraordinary.
If you could teach people only one recipe, where would you start?
I think roasted chicken for a number of different reasons. I think it's something that, you know, crosses economical, social, geographic boundaries. And it's so satisfying, the aromas as it's roasting. And then, of course, you have so many different textures and flavors depending on what piece of meat you're eating. So I think, you know, being able to roast a chicken really well is something that will serve you for a long, long time. There's a very simple roasted chicken that's in the Bouchon cookbook where, you know, tempering is really important.
What do you mean by tempering?
Well, bringing your food to room temperature before you actually begin to cook it.
Okay.
It helps the food cook evenly and at the right temperature and for the right length of time. Okay. So when we roast our chickens in the simplest way is I love a very high heat, 425, 450. I love a lot of salt, in this case, pepper over the skin, and I'll just put them in the oven and cook them for the appropriate period of time.
Mm-hmm.
People say, well, what's the appropriate period of time? Well, it really depends on the size of the chicken, how well your oven's calibrated, how big your pot is. But, you know, it's very easy to tell when a chicken is done.
Thomas, it's the perfect recipe because the roasting of a chicken incorporates so much of what we've been talking about. Thank you.
Lynn, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Chef Thomas Keller's latest book is Ad Hoc at Home, Family Style Recipes. Thomas has got a recipe for potato hash with bacon and melted onions that becomes a main dish, maybe with a salad or with some eggs on the side. It's on the website, guys, splendidtable.org.